What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm starving.
That's Anissa.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies.
Folks, the Veteran Alliance is crumbling. And guys, we are going to talk all about that.
And we're also going to be joined by a vet and one of our good friends, Josh Martinez, to discuss his fight with Fessy, what's going on with Corey, and the future of the Big Brother Alliance.
Oof, we better get started. We have a lot to talk about. Folks, I got so excited I just messed everything up, but it is time for the time bomb, and it's not my turn. And it's the 37th. It is season 37, so Tori gets 37 seconds to recap this week's episode. And I'm just really, really thankful, grateful that it's not me. And okay. I have all faith in her.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God, right. Tori, you're fine. You got this.
Okay.
All right, Kate. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Welcome to the 37th episode of the podcast. I'm Ian the Challenge, and TJ Lavin is still the host. It's incredible. We know we're going to move forward. That's right. This is a very suspicious episode because there's a mud pit and a lot of balls. If you've ever been in a mud pit with a lot of balls, then you know it's a good jolly old time. Can somebody sing a Christmas carol? Yes, you can. All right. Let's talk about what happened in that mud pit. Big pounding and rounding. Okay, Josh's butt is at loop. Pounding and rounding. I can't. Lisa, shut up. I'm trying to keep going. Bet Alliance is crumbling. We're taking it all. That line is crumbling. We're taking it all the way to the end. We got to talk about it. Corey and Bettina in there, bitty bang, but a spang. And then all of a sudden, Amber, she falls. Where'd she go? Her tarantula legs crumble, die. The end. 37 seconds. I don't know. I don't know what just happened.
Pounding and rounding.
I don't know what just happened.
I had to crawl inside of my. I'm crying.
It was poetic.
I had to crawl and shine. I can't even speak. I had to crawl inside of my shirt. It was pounding and rounding and crowning.
What was going on? God, I get so nervous before those things just come out of me.
If you could see Tori, she's like a four-year-old kid that's really excited. She balls her fists up since she puts them up right before she does it. And it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Oh, I'm crying.
All right. Well, I'm trying to pull it together, Anissa. Let's just get into this episode, okay?
Okay. Ooh, play of the day.
Yeah. What do you think the play of the day was?
I mean, Logan.
Really?
With that verbal play of the day of like, no, just trust me. I will. It's always like a telenovela when he talks. just trust me. I will not put you in and I will not put you in.
Yes.
If he would have said it to me, I'd be like, all right, whatever. Cool. Yeah. He spoke.
Like, dude, 100%.
And he's also, I think, trying to show that he's trustworthy, even if he is sneaky spy man. You know, I think that he wants to, because he knows he's kind of like a lone wolf in this, and he has Josh, he does have Devin, but like, you know, he feels pretty alone. He's a rookie. He has to then build trust with these guys. So I think it was a good trust building exercise and smart on his part. And he ends up winning, too. So he's safe.
Dude, so crazy. God, what do you think the dirtiest deed was?
A mud pit was the dirtiest deed.
Yeah, it was the mud pit. Honestly, do you think it was... I don't know, because it was really hard being somebody who... Okay, so obviously Corey and Ashley are both up to go into potentially headquarters votes. Both their names are floating around. And the way that both of them were trying to play and group people, honestly, watching it back now, seeing the way Ashley was... having conversations and like, I don't know. I think Ashley, not in a dirty way, but in like a dirty politician way, was like really making sure that she wasn't going in. And she really swayed me.
She's always been good at that.
She's good. I mean, like, I believe
the paranoia takes over and she was like, goes into paranoid political mode.
Yeah.
Where it is a God-given talent.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to dive into that a little bit more with Josh when he comes on the show, but let's get into the actual challenge itself. So it's called Bombshell Battle. And Anissa, how hype were you to see that was the challenge that we were going to be doing?
I mean, I wanted to just run in there and lie in the middle of the balls.
I know
and just
you did.
Play like a little kid.
Yeah.
I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm really grateful for production for giving guys ropes because that would have been awful.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited to just see like people, because that's where you get to see like who's scrappy, who's not. Like you can size up your potential competition. So if you're going to go into elimination, you know, it's going to be fit. Like you can see how scrappy people get and what they're willing to do to get that silver ball.
It was really interesting. I think a lot of people don't realize this, especially from a viewer perspective, but not only were people running in there throwing their balls closer to the other teams, if it wasn't your ball, you were chucking it away. Yeah. So by the time Jeremiah got in there, all four of our balls were on the furthest possible side. Like, you would have thought that they were, like, sabotaging my team or something. And I didn't take it personally because I don't think that anyone knew what color I actually had. People were just like, if it's not my color, it's going away.
Right.
So by the time that me and Jeremiah even locked in our fifth ball, they were, or our fourth ball, they were still fighting. Like, the people were already fighting over the silver ones. We had absolutely no shot of getting that because of how far our balls were being thrown. And production actually stopped it. Like, they blew their whistle and they were like, guys, stop it. Only pick up your balls one ball at a time. But you know what happens when that whistle goes off, Anissa, there are no rules.
Yeah, there aren't. They're like, okay, cool. What are you going to do?
Yeah, 100%. People were just like throwing shit. So it was a doghouse in there. Is that a thing?
It was a doghouse. It was a madhouse.
A madhouse. I went to see a dog pile madhouse. It's just a
doghouse, guys. I know exactly what I want people to DM you tonight.
Jeez, Anissa. Oh, no. So, yeah, it was pretty intense. And so what you also don't get to see is that we had to go three rounds, which you do see. But the guys go first on the first round. The girls go first on the second round. So then the guys finish it off on the third round. So basically, you were depending on having a really strong guy on your team to be able to win that last round if you made it all the way out there. But inevitably, it came down to a political move anyway, because Logan was like, hey, obviously Nelson's strong, Ed is strong, those teams were really good. And he cut that deal in the mud. And we all saw that going on. And we were like, no way this is happening right now.
But it's smart, though. Sometimes you got to do that. It's like, I don't know. It was smart for many reasons. I mean, may the best man win by any means necessary.
Yeah. And we're on the show as competitors. But also, I enjoy watching the show. So it was refreshing to see some of these vets go at it, like this Josh Corey thing blowing up on each other. Like, it was like, damn, it's getting heated, you know? Like, you know,
I
that
loved
you're finally
every second of this episode. It made me, it just brought so much joy to my heart.
Yeah, for sure, because you know that it's getting to that point now where people are like, all right, all bets are off, we gotta
now people are really playing.
Now we're really playing, the game's really on. It's my favorite episode of the season.
Yeah. Thank God it started. Yeah, I think also the viewers were waiting for it to start, you know, and I think hats off to Priscilla for starting this show.
Hell yeah. I agree.
She really just gave it a new element. And I'm really excited to see what happens next.
Yeah. And it was super heated after that happened. I mean, obviously that put red flags in Josh's mind about Corey, because clearly he was working with Jeremiah. So he goes back into the house, and then obviously you see Ashley crawling, I'm not crawling, crying. She wasn't crawling. You see Ashley crying, and, you know, Josh vouches for her in that moment. I think he's like, okay, well, Ashley is, like, we got to protect her because she'll probably be down to have my back. But Corey definitely doesn't have my back. So the politics start.
Yeah, they do. I didn't know what to believe or what was going on. But normally Corey is a stand-up, solid guy, like, he's never lied to me. Like, he's not, I would never consider him like a dirty player.
Yeah, me either. And I think it was a really hard decision to make when voting. Like, Devin and I were truly the swing votes. It could have gone either way. And
so who'd you vote for?
I voted for Corey. And I did that because Josh was vouching for Ashley. And I felt like I owe Josh because of the Fessy situation. So I was like,
okay,
shit.
I get it now. I'm not upset anymore. I was upset for about 3 seconds. You heard my breathing.
You know what I mean? I was like, if I have to pick a side, I already hurt Josh's feelings. And I did something that could have potentially ruined a friendship. Like, that's my friend. I have to have his back right now. Or else he's going to think that I really don't fuck with him.
Right. And that would have put you also in a bad position.
Yeah, for sure. So I just kind of like played it coy. But Devin,
no,
what
I see. I see what you were doing. It makes sense now.
Yeah. It was hard, you know, and there's no hard feelings. I mean, I love Corey. Like, he's a great guy. And also, let's be real, Bettina hasn't been into elimination yet.
Right.
And Ed was my partner. So let's think about it from that perspective. Ashley was paired up with Ed. He was my partner. Bettina hasn't been in yet. She's also a rookie. So, and she hasn't gone. But I think the way they competed in that elimination was incredible.
Yeah, once they got it, yeah, because at first you think that Jeremiah and Amber have it, but it's so hard to be in that type of a low squat for that long. I mean, yeah. I appreciate the technique, you know, good yeah. on her for, it just must have been so disheartening watching them. It's just like, when they kept, both teams kept falling in the beginning. So you never want to see that.
No. No. So I just actually want to go back in time real quick. I know that we gave the play of the day elsewhere, but I kind of want to give it to Nani because Nani ended up throwing, obviously Nani and Logan together, they threw Amber into elimination, which inevitably, I love Amber as a person, but nobody wants to see her in a final. The girl can run. You saw her in that mud pit. It was like she was skating on top of the water. Like she's a threat. She totally is. And, you know, there's this moment where Amber, you expect her to get pissed off. Like the way Amber got pissed off when Fessy threw her in. Because her and Nani are also friends too. But Nani gave Amber a heads up. I think she kind of took from what had happened and she was like, listen, I'm not going to go down that road with you. So Nani literally sat her down and was like, girl, you beat me in a final last year. Like, I've been doing this for a minute. I'm not trying to lose to you again. And like the respect that Amber had for that is the reason why she handled that so well, I think. And that's not something that you really get to see. So I think Nani really handled her power really, really well this episode. And that's not easy to do.
Yeah. There's also, like I was saying before, like all of this growth, and especially with Nani, and I've known Nani for, I mean, a long time, to watch her like communicate and talk about it. Just, it's a totally, I don't know if it's because she's in love or what, but I just see like this woman now that I haven't seen before. So like, it just playing a cool game.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's just grown into this amazing
person. I love
who
she's become. I mean, I loved her then, but really just watching her grow, like, it's been such a pleasure. This, and just having her, like, you know, she won her daily. She's sitting there and she was like, guys, why don't you guys just talk about it? You know, like, it's, I just love it. Yeah. Shout out to you, Nani. Little sis.
And dude, she's just always so real too. Like even after her and Logan, they're doing their interview after they've won. She's like, yeah, we want to thank Nelson because he gave that to us. Like so many other people would have been like, yeah, we did it. Ha ha. Like we snaked you out of it. No, she immediately credits Nelson, which I think is like, just speaks so highly to her. And she's super humble and also super capable and a great competitor. So there's my I love Nani section of the podcast. Just wanted right. to get that out of the way. Let's get into the elimination because it was obviously incredibly difficult. You see Corey and Bettina messing it up. You see Amber and Jeremiah killing it in the beginning, but then obviously Jeremiah's back locks up. And it becomes very difficult. And obviously the weight distribution is very difficult between both teams. But I think that Corey and Bettina really, really got that stepping down. And I'm telling you, this elimination took at least 45 minutes to an hour. It took so long. We were standing up there and we were like, they're never going to finish this. Like, we didn't think that anybody at some point in time was going to get it. So we were super happy for it to be over. I think that's half of the reason why everyone was cheering so loud. But it was also really nice to see Bettina get this win because so many people were underestimating her all season.
Right.
And she is really the brains behind it. She was like, Corey, let's try a new strategy. Like, I know that, you know, you don't really want to do this. She does the strategy with Corey, and then she also does the puzzle. So, yes, Corey might have the strength that might have helped get Bettina across.
Yeah, but my Swedish lamb had the brains.
She did. The Swedish lamb had the brains. We got to give credit to
that's Bettina. Actually what I call her, the Swedish lamb, everyone. It's just what I nicknamed her, and she used to pet my head and sing me lullabies.
Yeah.
About cats, and then one that was a little scary. So shout out to Bettina for, she really was a sweetheart. So
yeah,
I really enjoyed her.
Me too. Me too.
I don't think they show enough because she's just like this free spirit. But I think that there's more to see of her, you know?
Yeah, I hope so too. I love her. So after Bettina and Corey win, obviously they think they get to shake up the house. Corey's thinking about picking Casey. Bettina's thinking about picking CT.
It would have been an awesome shakeup.
TJ with that dirty, dirty deed saying, rejoin the group.
And there's Tori just alone.
You know what's so funny is I wasn't the only one without a partner. Devin also just lost Amber. But of course my
overreacting. Oh, I forgot they were together. See, yeah, you just made it. Yeah.
I just like,
oh no, poor Tori. Not even thinking about Devin. Yeah, right. What if you and Devin get to be partners?
That's what I'm thinking. That's at that point in time, I'm like, oh my God, yes!
This would be great. Dave and Dave reunited.
Dave's partner! Yeah! Like, was
the
so
two
hype.
Number one draft picks are each other's pick.
Was so hype about that. So hype about that.
I mean, oh yeah. I don't know what he has in store for you guys, but I cannot wait to find out because I have a feeling shit's going to get real weird.
You know what? I can finally say this now. I haven't been able to say it because obviously nobody knew this time was coming. But this season is truly true seasons in one. It is. And this is the start of the next half of this season, which is a season of its own. And it is my favorite part of the season. Like, what we're about to get into is epic. And I've been waiting for this for so long. So I'm so excited that everybody's finally going to be able to watch it because the game changes up completely. No one's safe. Everybody's ass is on the line. And
I love it. I'm sad I wasn't there, but I cannot wait to watch it with you.
Yes. Well, let's talk about a little bit more what happened with Josh. Josh Martinez is coming on the show, guys. So make sure you stick around after this short break so we can get into this exclusive interview with him.
It is now the time that you've all been waiting for. We get to interview one of our good friends. We've gone from the bottom and now look at us. Now we're friends. I love him. I think he's a great person. He's a passionate player. Welcome, Josh Passionate Martinez.
Yeah!
Hey, yeah.
Trying to rebrand you.
I like
it. It was just, yes. I'm trying.
Yes,
I love that. I love passion. It is very true.
You
so
are.
I love you, Lucy.
Send me a t-shirt. Send me a pair of socks that say Josh.
Let's make merch.
Passionate Martinez.
Passion Poppy.
So good.
Josh.
Passion Poppy.
Yes.
Josh Poppy. Okay, I like
passion
that.
Passion Poppy. Right.
Oh my God.
The ladies aren't ready for the rebranding of the Passion Poppy.
Yes, they are. Dude, I've read so many comments, which I don't actually like to, but like, you know, Josh, we've seen comments. For everybody on this podcast right now has gotten negative comments, but like the comments about you have recently gotten just, I think people are seeing a different side of you. They're finally getting to know you after being on so many seasons. And yeah, of course we're all going to have the haters, but like, I just want to touch on that for a little bit. Like, how does it feel to, I mean, do you feel like you're finally getting shown the way you want to be shown on TV? Do you feel like you're finally being perceived the way you want to be?
You know what's crazy? I feel like I'm still being Josh. Like, I think it's still the same emotional, reactive, like, you know, I'm just being me. I think that people finally understand that that's me. Like, I'm not putting on a show. I wish I was. I wish I was acting in half of my arguments. And I was like, yeah, it's all bullshit. It's made up. Or like half of the things that I get involved in. But I play with my heart. I put my heart into everything. Like Nisi said, I'm very passionate. And it's hard for me to disconnect that when I'm in the game that I've grown to love, and I've grown to love people within the game. So I get, it takes such a toll on me because I get very involved and I'm very, passionate about the game. I think that people are just kind of understanding me more, but I do appreciate the love and it is nice for once to kind of receive that positive feedback, but I really haven't changed much.
You have though. You have. You went from standing on a bar to standing on the couch. So at least you're taking safety into account when arguing. Like,
oh God.
At least I'm lower to the ground. So if I happen to fall during this jumping
true.
Song and dance, I will not injure myself. So there's growth there. There's still growth.
Yeah.
I would like to go right into this. Speaking of jumping on people, this episode was crazy.
Sick.
I think this is what people live for when they watch the challenge. Mm-hmm. These kinds of like headbanger, last man standing, a bunch of hot guys wrestling in the mud and beautiful
girls.
Women. Yeah, I was getting there. I was talking about his round. It's all about Passion Poppy right now. but we see, like, these are people we've worked with before. You've known Corey for forever, and this sparks this whole thing. So yeah. What were you feeling in that moment? Did you feel like completely betrayed or just confused or
besides getting wedgied by people? Because your ass I got, was guys, out.
I got literally jumped by people that I'm like, well, it was the game, right? Yeah. So it was part of the game. We had to scrap and you know, in 5 seasons, I've never been in a mud pit. I've never been in a hall brawl. So I'm like, oh, I'm about to, you know, we're about to like go at it. But they start getting me in headlocks, pinning me down, fucking CTs wedging me, pulling off my shorts. I'm like, this is out of control, man. This is not it.
Dude.
I was just honestly going into that challenge. Priscilla just made the biggest move in the game and literally screwed our whole Vet Alliance up. So I was a little bit like, all right, I don't have an option but to win to protect not only my partner, but to protect myself. Obviously I have really good friendships, but that's where my head was at. So for me, when Corey did that, I was kind of like, damn, you know, I was confused. I was angry, really angry. But I didn't understand. It felt a little bit of like a betrayal when he started helping Jeremiah and I had like 5 people on me and there was nobody was looking out for me. So yeah, that's
okay. Now I feel like I understand it better now. Like,
yeah,
you think that's your boy. You're all working together for the greater good for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in a moment where he could have helped you, he was like, nah, bro. Keep yeah.
Well,
jump.
it felt really, I mean, and at the end of the day, listen, with Corey, it's hard because I have such a good friendship with Corey outside of the game, and I'm able to separate with people that I genuinely care about, separate game and personal. So I love the guy personally, but in the game, in that moment, I was so frustrated with him because, to be real with you, it all stemmed from the whole situation with Fessy. And when he did that, I couldn't shake that off. And the only person that I was vocal with was Casey about it. Like, I felt very screwed over by him and like, damn, you just instigated this whole situation where like me and you guys know our relationship with Corey, me and Fessy, especially Fessy, but we're really close with Corey and it doesn't really show on the show. So I was like, damn, that's where our friendship started drifting. And then that mud pit, it only took that instinct for me to see that with Jeremiah. And I was like, all right, this is where I'm done. Like, this is literally where I'm just like, all right, it's game on.
But do you think that, and this is not, I mean, clearly I love Corey and we're close and that's my boy, but do you think, because you know when you live in a house with people and you live in a room with people, I mean, your roommates become your really close friend. I mean, it's hard.
So I
do you think that's part of why he did that? Or do you think that he knew that he wasn't part of your big brother situation or whatever was happening there? Do you think that all like was like, he was just like, F it. Like, I need to do what I need to do because I'm kind of like, I don't have anybody.
He said it to me and Tori in the kitchen, and that felt like, all right, it's been real. Now everybody play their own game. Yeah. That's what that conversation felt like when we, like, dapped it up in the kitchen.
Oh, when she was talking about throwing stones? What'd you call it?
Bones.
What was it?
Throwing bones. What was it? Oh, it was really good. I wish I could press the line. Yeah, damn, they threw a bone in it. And then a stone in it. I was like, a wrench. A wrench or a stone? They threw something in our plan.
Leave me alone.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that about you.
You know what I love about this episode, and you don't really get to see it, is like when Josh was in the mud pit, I mean, obviously he had everybody on him. Besides the fact that his butt looked so good, I think that was the first time that everyone was like, damn, Josh has a really nice ass. Like, that's all I was really thinking
I've known
about.
For years, but yeah. Oh,
thanks, while I'm drowning in mud.
Sorry.
Like, don't save him.
No, let him die in the mud.
He was just so plump. I was like, oh my God, this guy puts in work. But yeah, he was down there. And obviously, you know, you see him, Jeremiah, Corey all fighting for the ball. And Jeremiah had it at one point, and I was yelling at Jeremiah. I'm like, just give it to Josh. Just give it to Corey. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, just put it down. But Josh heard one thing, and he thought that I was basically telling Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So there was this weird point where Josh was screaming at me in the mud pit. He was like,
I was just screaming at
everybody. Like, everybody was getting it. But I'm happy that it only shows the truth of it all, because I think how the way it went down was the truth. Like, Corey was working with Jeremiah.
How they showed it.
For the reasons that he honestly should have. He didn't have any numbers in the vets because he didn't make them. He didn't allow them to exist.
I agree.
I know. I think it's hard to trust a lot of people. I have a viewer question for both of you from me.
Yeah.
Hey. How long did that challenge take?
Whoa. It felt long. I mean, the first round felt really long. But then after that, like as the rounds went on, they went by really quick.
Yeah, I'd say.
I think the first round, because there was so many of us, it took a while.
I think like 30 minutes tops, 30, 45 40
minutes. Yeah.
Like something.
I felt like it was longer because when you wrestle for it, but I guess there weren't as many people.
Well, their wrestle the beginning was at least 15 of those 40 minutes. Like that was a huge chunk of time because those guys were going at it for a long time. Like you would have thought they would have cut a deal earlier, honestly, because like they were.
It's exhausting, especially if you know you're going to play extra rounds. You kind of want to save some of that energy for the last round if you make it, you know?
Dude, you see Josh coming out of the mud looking like the hills have eyes, like covered in mud. Look like he'd been sitting in there for months waiting for somebody to come out there. Like,
it's like a little dinosaur that hatched, but he couldn't move. Thanks. A little dinosaur that hatched in the mud, and he's like, ah! And everyone's like, see ya.
So
I mean, but you know what's so crazy? The producers are sick, man. You go from one of the biggest blindsides of the season where Priscilla blows everything up to straight to a mud pit where emotions are high. We're all super competitive. Nobody's trusting nobody. Right. So it's like,
I thought it was incredible.
Perfect storm.
Yeah.
I think what Priscilla did needed to be done. If I were her, I would have done
agree.
It.
I agree.
When she picked, did you think she was going to pick you?
So what's crazy was I kind of got a heads up by Corey, walking into the, I had no idea. She didn't tell me anything. And he kind of goes like, yo, you're probably going to get picked. You know, it's in between you and Kyle. But and I was like, oh,
walking
shit.
Walking up like, to the elimination?
Walking up to the
elimination. Which is a big question mark because that means that when did he get that intel? You know what I mean?
I don't know if he got it. That's what was going through my mind. I was like, how does he know this? Like, how did he know this and we didn't know?
Right.
Priscilla could have told.
But I think Priscilla probably just told him off the fly, like on the bus or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but like,
she
he kind of gave me a heads up, which I appreciate that. I still wasn't expecting it, but I was like, oh, shit, okay, something's going to go down.
Yeah. Listen, at least they didn't throw you into elimination. You were chosen as a partner, which is, you know, one, she wanted to shake it up, but two, like, you are good, and, you know, if you do make it to this final, like, if I were Priscilla, I'd want to run with you, you know?
You put in work. Lucy. I love you. Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Love you, Tor.
What was it like running? What was it like working with Priscilla, Josh?
Oh, great. For how long we worked together during that challenge. But the thing about Priscilla that I like, it's like, she's ballsy, man. She has heart. And like, as a rookie, especially, I think her stance as a rookie where everybody kind of like accepted their fate and the fact that she was like, no, screw that. I'm going to, you know, throw a wrench in all this shit and I'm going to be a badass. I respect
that.
She threw that bone. Even though it screwed up our plan, like, you got to respect that.
And you would have done it. I feel like that's a move you would have done.
Yeah. I think that's a move all three of us would have done.
Like, I mean, at some point, if I was a rookie, I had nothing to lose, and I knew I was going to go in every time. I'm taking all of y'all.
Yeah.
Any of y'all.
Yeah.
One of y'all. If you guys are going to keep throwing me down, come on.
Yeah, that was her mindset, so I loved it. Also, side note, Priscilla's smart as hell.
She's
good at math. She's good at all the things that I'm not good at. So we literally, I was like, what are you good at? We went through the whole list of it all. And, you know, for the most part, she was a really good partner and we got along pretty well. So yeah, I got love for Priscilla.
Yeah. So like Devin this week's just to touch back on the Priscilla Corey thing and the information that Corey gave you. Do you personally deep in your heart think that Corey knew like before the bus, do you think that he instructed Priscilla to take you? Or do you think that it was, watching it all back now, it may have been way more relaxed than we thought it was?
Yeah. So watching it all back now, I see that it's way more relaxed. In the game, the paranoia is going down.
Yeah.
You're in the mix of it all. So I'm thinking all scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, I look at every single angle. I was like, did he know? Is there an alliance? I see that he's close with those numbers. I'm questioning everything.
So paranoid Pam. Yeah, paranoid passion Pam. Poppy.
Paranoid passion Poppy on 10.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he knew. Oh, there's an alliance going Poppy. On.
So
I like
good.
This.
It's so good.
So I definitely thought that there was more to it. Did I think that he influenced her? No, I didn't think that. Because Corey's not that type of player.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like the manipulative influencer type. But I didn't. He did know because he did give me a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I now watching it, I realized that it wasn't that deep.
Yeah. And I think that's happened a lot throughout the season. I think like me watching it back personally, I'm like, oh, damn, it wasn't as deep as I thought it was. And obviously you've had so many storylines this season, like huge storylines. Watching it all back, like, I don't know, what does it feel like to process it now that it's all over? Or like from what we've seen?
It's a lot, man. I love filming this show and I love being part of it. I hate having to relive this shit months later. It's so hard. It's the hardest part, plus the fans' opinions and all that stuff. I've never walked away from a season with so many regrets, and I don't regret a lot of things in life, but I do regret the whole thing going down with Fess.
Yeah.
And watching that whole situation. I was to blame for a lot of that. I mean, I completely lost it. I went at the kid, and the fact that he left, that shit breaks my heart. Like, even watching it back, it was so hard to sit through that. But I think, yeah, I think that the biggest takeaway is, you know, sometimes, and I love Amber, but sometimes, like, my friendships, I build such good friends. I'm really good friends with you two, and I love you guys. And I built such strong friendships that that's what's important for me. And moving forward in future seasons, I got to realize I can't let the game get to the point where now it's affecting a real life relationship and a friendship that I genuinely care about, because that's how it feels like it went down with Fess. And I'm going like off track, but
no, I mean, that was a huge thing.
I mean, I lived in a room with you two and you weren't talking to him, and I'm like, this is not going to last.
Yeah.
And it then lasted. It's the strongest I've ever seen you be. Because you were like me, like we apologize and make up like 5 minutes later after we cool down. Yeah. You were not trying to hear that. I'm like, you guys are gonna be cool. You're like, Niecy, we're not. No. And I'm like,
Yeah.
And I think that hurt me. I was like, shit.
I know that like people don't, and Josh, I'm gonna apologize to you again for that pizza thing, because I genuinely, literally, that's my biggest regret from the season, because I fucking love both of you guys. Like, for it to pan out the way it did, you know, and I obviously don't want to harp on it too much, like, it's in the past now, and like, I feel like, you know, this episode, the reason why, like, when you were like, oh, I can talk to Tori and Devin and like sway their votes, like which way they're gonna go, 100% the reason why I voted to put in Corey and not Ashley was because I'm like, I owe Josh and Casey, like, they have to know that I'm gonna stick with them. I feel like I took out one of their biggest allies in the game, and like, I don't want them to feel like I'm gunning for them. So,
well, no, that never, I mean, I now tell you this, that never once went through my mind where it was like I questioned your loyalty to us. We have such a good friendship that I know that it's always going to be solid, and nobody has to be really sorry. It sucked for real, but you don't have to be sorry. At the end of the day, that was mine and Fessy's situation. So don't sit here and like, and I see people saying, so I'm like, that nobody's to blame, but these grown men that like my grown ass that overreacted and took it to the next level. So there's no, you know, we live in a house, we're freaking bored, we're drunk, we do this shit. It's like, you know, so it's like, it's no, don't be sorry, and it's nobody's fault but my ass, you know. So yeah, let's move on before I start getting all emotional.
Passion Poppy. All
right, passion Poppy.
Okay.
Passion Poppy.
Let's get off from the Fessy topic.
I want to know this, though.
Okay. All right, Anissa.
Sorry.
Ooh, okay.
Since you guys claim there was no Big Brother alliance, clearly we're watching, there is. Do you think that moving forward with challenges, that there's going to be a future Big Brother alliance? And if there is, and new people from Big Brother are going to come in, are you going to add them to it? This is for my personal knowledge. Thank you.
Whoa.
Oh, she's thinking 38. She's like, oh, let me take notes.
I'm thinking about the age. I'm really going to be again. Yeah.
No. For me personally, I don't know where Casey and Fessy's head's at, but no, I think that at this point, and it's kind of like what went down this season with the rookies. It had nothing to do personally against the rookies. Yeah. It's the fact that as vets, you brought in a solid group of us that genuinely have such a good friendship. Mm-hmm. You know, we all vibe so hard. We all get along, and we all have known each other now for 2 years and like filmed 3+ seasons together. So it's like, it's hard for you to come in between such solid friendships. And I feel bad for the rookies this time around, but you didn't have those relationships. That's going to change now when some of them come back, because now we know them.
Right.
But if new Big Brother people come in, that doesn't necessarily mean, oh, now we're in this huge, massive Big Brother alliance. If I don't fuck with you, I don't care if you're Big Brother Survivor. I don't care where you're. Like,
that's what I was trying to hear, Passion Poppy. That's what I was. Yeah, just had to see if all was lost after this. After this season.
No. For me, it's who do I consider really good friends, and who do I want to play this game with, and who do I have a genuine relationship with? It's not, if you come from Big Brother, it doesn't mean anything to me, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And obviously, like, there are a ton of rookies this season. So curious, because, you know, me and Anissa talk about how we've done our homework. You know, we saw who was coming on. Did you do any, like, research on some of these rookies? Because you came in kind of hot when it came to the rookies. Not going to say names, but with the whole, like, Kel situation, like, did you, like, know anything about him or any of the rookies?
So Kel's was the only one that I watched like 3-4 episodes of Too Hot to Handle. So I knew Kel's, but I didn't know much about him.
Yeah.
I honestly did not know for the first time ever. Like, I did not know a lot of these people. I had no idea who they were.
Right.
So, like, I searched them up and all that stuff while we were quarantined. Obviously, you're like, we all did our homework. We've been down this fucking, you know, we've done this before. So
yeah,
we saw everything that was online that we could see on them. But, like, I didn't know none of them personally. I didn't know much about them. And I kind of just came in the mindset where it was like, I'm rocking with the vets. Like, that's where I'm at. You're not swaying it. I'm going to be loyal as hell to them, and I'm going to see where it takes me. So I had no interest right off jump of working with any of them.
Neither did I. Yeah. We were just like, fuck them.
Yeah, we're like, sorry. This is just how it's going down.
In the nicest way possible.
In the nicest way. Because personally, I have to say, this is one of my favorite seasons. We all had a great time when there was no game involved.
Yeah.
These rookies are so much fun, and you don't see that obviously because it's not good game and good TV, but like, we all vibed and enjoyed each other's company. But when it came to game, it was like there was a line drawn. Yeah.
They were like, love you, but we got to clock in right now.
Going home. Yeah, facts.
Right. Yeah.
Work starts now, and you're just not on the shift. Like, you know. Dude, I love them. I had so much fun getting to know everybody, and I think, I guess I have the best, not the best perspective, but the most positive one, because I wasn't there long enough to really fight with anybody. It would have came though, because it was about to come to a head, because there were some people where I was like, I don't trust whatever game you're trying to play. I know this shit's about to hit the fan.
Yeah, you know what just sucks though, like we were all so strong this season, and you know the rookies are gonna come back and be pissed next season.
Yeah.
Like, what are we all need to send them? Yeah, a fruit
welcome
basket.
To the game.
But this is the thing. This is the
welcome
thing.
To the game. Everybody gets A's. Exactly. Everybody gets that.
But this is the thing. They're not rookies anymore. So welcome to the club. Right, yeah. Again, that's where I'm at. I'm like, welcome to, you're a vet now. That's it.
All right, Josh. So we had you on the podcast in Double Agents, and obviously there's an exponential amount of growth that happens to anybody that tries to grow. I think it happens to me. It happened to Anissa. It happens to you. What do you think the most about you has grown since last season?
Sorry. I think a lot, man. I think.
Why are you laughing, Anissa?
Anissa's so dirty.
Because I was looking at the thing and I'm like thinking about Esther. So.
Oh God. Honestly, a lot. I think with every season that I do, there's so much growth that you gain just from watching yourself back on TV. But for me, is the confidence that I have built within the game. I feel like 5 seasons in, I've gotten so, I think, and I think I give so much credit to you guys and to the vets that I've been able to play with, that I build good friendships with, because it has allowed me to kind of just like, as a player, grow into like the competitor that I want to be, or I love the game. I'm a gamer. I love the whole politics of it. I mean, I'm fascinated by it. So, like, for that side to be shown of me kind of a little bit this season, and for me, not me and myself, seeing that confidence in myself of, like, all right, I can play this game and I can play it good, I think that that's where I gain the most growth. But also, just personally, myself emotionally, like, I'm not trying to get too deep, but, you know, I struggle really badly with anxiety, and every season that I go into, it takes such a toll on me. And I think that that's something that people don't really see. I mean, Tori and Devin talked me off. I was about to quit this season. And I thank God that I had Tori and Devin that night to help me. But I think for me, it's like building more confidence and more strength, mental strength in myself, knowing that anything I put myself to, I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to you know, challenge myself to do better. And this show allows me to grow with every season that I do.
And Josh,
that was deep.
Yeah, sorry. I just want to say you are seriously an incredible politician. Like, your political game is so, so good. And I think Devin said
it. It has grown.
It has grown so much, but it always stems from a place of friendship, which is so important because that's when you know that people are really going to have your back because they genuinely care about you.
Facts.
So I think that's, like, that's the one of your best attributes as a player. Like, we always talk about, like, if we were to have, like, player stats, what would yours be? Mine probably would not be politicking. Yours would definitely be fucking politicking. So, so good. So I definitely think that there's been so much growth, and I think so many people have seen it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of seeing your growth.
Oh, God. Oh, wait,
I still can't answer this question.
Do it.
So I saw a little Passion Poppy in the bedroom giving a smoocheroonie. Esther, that beautiful, beautiful queen, and also at the club, at the club. What's been going on there? Still in love? Still?
No, I mean, we've messaged here and there, but Esther's, I mean, she's in Nigeria, I'm in Miami, but I think that for the most part, we just got along really well, and we enjoyed each other's company and vibe, but it was just fun. It was nothing too serious and deep. I mean, everybody was hooking up at one point. It's like, the whole house was hooking up. So I think we were just having a good time.
Oh my God, loved that for you because before I left, you were like, I like Esther. And I was like, yeah, I mean, what's not to like? Smart, beautiful.
It made for an incredible dynamic between you, her, Fessy. I mean, the whole thing.
A shit show. A whole shit show.
It was so entertaining.
It actually was. Like, it was. Because you see, like, Esther's a down-ass chick. Like, she will fight for you. So if you were going to pick any woman there, I mean, kudos. Like, you know she's going to fight for you and against you if you mess with her partner. So.
Very true.
Anywho, to more pleasant things.
Yes. We have one more question for you. And we ask this question to everybody who comes on the show. So this season is called Spies, Lies, and Allies. From this specific episode, who do you think the biggest spy was, the biggest liar, and the biggest ally?
Ooh. Ooh, this is good. Damn, this is really good. I think this episode, I mean, you have a lot going on. You have so much going on with all the vets and just a complete shit show is madness. But I think the biggest spy, damn, that's hard. The biggest spy. It's between, for me, it's like lies and spies. It's Ashley. But she's one of the two.
Right.
Spies is tough. Spies is hard. A hard one.
I could see Ashley getting it. And I could see that just because I guess you would call her like a politician slash spy. Like she took all this intel. She like made the story up and then she went out there and she like spread it like wildfire.
Yeah. She knew her ass was against, like her back was against the wall, and she ran around and as paranoid Pam, but she had conversations. I mean, the conversation with you guys on the grass, and she like said that I told her that Corey had these votes. And I mean, we had a conversation, but I didn't say Corey told me this, you know, so that was a clear lie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. And I definitely, the reason why I wanted to protect Ashley was because I knew that she was going to be loyal to the Vet Alliance still because she had no one. Like, she needed us. So, and I just saw Corey, like, between those two on the table, I was like, I know Corey's kind of drifting and he's doing his own thing and building his numbers.
Right.
But, for sure, lies, spot. I mean, I give that to Ashley.
Dude, honestly, watching this back, it makes me feel bad about voting in Corey because in my mind at that time, the story about what Corey was doing was so much bigger. It was like, oh, there's so many behind the scenes conversations and we're going to see this all when the show airs. No, there are no, there's none of those conversations.
I agree. I think that, you know, with the game going on and everything's heightened and the paranoia and you know, you have these little conversations. I'm an overthinker, so I overanalyze every single situation, every single conversation when it comes to the game. No, not
you're
me.
Kidding. Not passion overthink Poppy.
So, overthinking passion poppies.
I instantly thought Corey's forming this whole side alliance, and I mean, he kind of was. He had those numbers, and he had the rookies, Jeremiah and Priscilla and them. But, like, it wasn't that much of, like, a masterminded plan that I thought it was. So I do – that is one of my regrets, kind of, like, having that falling out a bit with Corey. And, yeah, I mean, as the season plays on, I wish me and him, it wouldn't have unfolded how it did, but
yeah. You know who I think you should give ally to? Logan, because he sits down.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. I was literally just thinking that.
Because he has because your back. Because he's beautiful.
Oh, that's not why.
Anissa's just in love with Logan. Because he's beautiful. That's it.
I wouldn't say in love, but I love
no,
him.
No, I was. I mean, Tori, you took the words out of my mouth. I literally was just thinking that Logan has had my back the whole entire game. And that stemmed purely from just friendship, man. Like, Anissa kind of formed that, you know, him being partnered with Anissa. And I obviously love her. And that formed our friendship pretty early on, but like as the season went on, that guy's my boy, man. He's like a brother, honestly, and he did have my back, and I'm thankful for that. And you know, he made the move as the
agency. What is it
called? The agency. Mm-hmm. As the agency, he made the move that at that point in the game I would have done. So I mean, yeah, he's for sure. He takes an ally.
He's also a spy too.
100%. The way he was talking to Big T about Nelson.
He's the ally spy. He's a spy. He's a spally.
People don't know how sneaky that guy is.
No, he's smart. It's not even, I mean, yeah, he only talks to people he trusts about like what he's going to do. He doesn't tell anybody.
Nobody.
Anything.
No.
Yeah. He's like, don't tell them I'm smart. I'm like, Papi, I will never tell anybody. I'm like,
you just keep playing pool, keep playing chess.
Keep playing chess and think that that's all. I mean, clearly loves those things. He loves the challenge. I mean, you know, he's definitely somebody to watch out for.
100%. Josh, well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We love you, Passion Poppy. You are a fun.
We love you, Passion Poppy.
Nobody understands the aura that you bring into any room. Like, I just feel like anytime we're all in the same room together, we just get into our little danger squares. We all hug each other. It gets me too crazy. Do. Josh, what is your Instagram, and where can people send you pictures of Passion Poppies?
Don't follow me. Don't Instagram me. Don't attack me online. Leave me alone.
I'd like all of you to send me the most send Josh. I mean, spam his DMs with like suavecito mustaches, like the sexiest stashes you've ever. That really will like think of Josh when he gets older, and he's like just this beautiful older man with a sexy mustache, Passion Poppy.
So yeah, I just want to say, I honestly, I'm a huge fan of the podcast, the biggest fan. I come for all the after shows on here, and I love you too. Just keep doing your thing, man. You guys, I say it all the time, but you guys are crushing it, and I'm just happy to be your friend and see you guys thrive. So keep killing it.
Love you, Passion Poppy. Y'all.
That is friendship right there.
Passion Poppy's out. Love you guys.
Love you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Passion Poppy right there. The one and only Poppy Passion. Overthinking Passion Poppy. God, I love him so much. Make sure if you guys talk about Josh on social media, it's only nice things. And if it's not nice, don't say it. Because you know what? He's a person with a big heart.
Yeah.
And let him be happy and free. If you were in that challenge house, you'd be friends with Josh. I guarantee it. You think you wouldn't? You would be.
You probably would then think twice about what kind of comments you make to other people, because you don't know what kind of day someone's having.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we all have bad days, and I try not to let comments get to me, but sometimes they do. For the most part they don't, because I have people like Tori and my other friends in my life that support me and big me up. So if you are gonna talk shit, we have a shield of friends. We have a friend shield.
Yeah.
But my advice is, just, you know, you can talk shit. Just don't do it online.
Yeah. And you know what? Instead of talking shit, why don't you just listen to us talk on the Challenge Podcast? Because you know what we do here, Anissa? We spill secrets. We have this thing called Challenge Confidential. And I want to tell you guys a secret from this episode, because I remembered it when I was watching it back. So, you know, when we usually go to the club, we usually go to this really cool spot with all these lights and these cool tables that look like martini glasses, and they're lit up. Awesome. Today, or this episode, we don't go to the club. We're partying outside. Do you want to know why?
Yes.
So we were on the way to the club. We take a bus there. It's about a 50-minute ride. And 10 minutes into the ride, the bus breaks down. Our bus full of challengers is sitting in the middle of a road. And they have to get production to get vehicles to shuttle us up and back two at a time because of COVID laws. Two at a time. So we were waiting on that bus. Yes. For like an hour waiting on that bus. And then we got home and then they obviously were like, hey, we need a party scene. So here it is. And honestly, we had a great time because
I love house parties.
Like, yeah. We got to like dress down. There wasn't like so much. I mean, I always try to dress down when I can. I just like to feel comfortable. But like a lot of people were dressed down. So that's a secret from this episode is that the bus broke down and we had to party at home.
I love that. I love a good house party.
Yeah.
Me too. I mean, look at our house. We're just partying by the pool. Like,
yeah.
Could be worse.
We got to be thankful. And I'm thankful that I get to be your co-host, Anissa. Where can we follow you and support you and send you pictures of me?
Someone did actually.
Good, keep doing it.
Someone DM'd me a bikini picture of you.
What?
From back in the day. You're like lying on your stomach. It's like a red bikini.
Okay, you gotta send me this
because I am. I was gonna send it to you yesterday, but I totally forgot. Okay. Yeah, you can send me pictures of Tori. I also have 100 in my phone, but
yeah, true.
It's fine.
A lot on the toilet.
There are a couple on the toilet. That was so funny. They're in the vault. you can follow me, Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV. And Tori, where can they find you and send you pictures of stones?
Stones?
All different stones.
Oh, God.
Crystals? You're being okay. You like crystals?
I'll take some nice virtual vibes. All right, guys, you can follow me, Tori_Deal. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We see as many of your DMs as we possibly can, and I die when we get pictures from you. So please send them and definitely send
thanks
some
for
to
all
Josh.
The pizzas.
Yeah, it would be so funny. And also, guys, please remember to watch new episodes of The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies every Wednesday.
And then go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.